Now, BB, tell me, what is so wonderful about smoking?
Everything. I like the way a fresh, firm pack feels in my hand. I like peeling away that little piece of cellophane and seeing a twinkle in the light. Coaxing that first sweet cylinder out of its hiding place and bringing it slowly up to my lips. Striking a match. Watching it burst into a perfect little flame and knowing that soon that flame will be inside me. I love the first puff. Pulling it into my lungs, little fingers of smoke filling me, caressing me, feeling that warmth penetrate deeper and deeper till I think I'm going to burst, then whoosh, watching it flow out of me in a lovely, sinuous cloud, no two ever quite the same.
And that's from Frasier. And if you were living with her and you wanted her to stop smoking, what chances do you think you would have of saying, let's say she was your mom, hey, Ma, will you stop smoking? We don't like to smell it. You know, we walk, our clothes smell like smoke. You're not going to reach her. You're totally not going to reach her because she's so... The benefits of smoking to her so outweigh the costs, and she isn't allowing her mind to see the costs. That's the big problem. I'm Dr. Ellen Kenner, and my show is The Rational Basis of Happiness. I'm a clinical psychologist, and you can call me right now by dialing toll-free 1-877-DR-KENNER. That's toll-free 1-877-DR-KENNER, and ask me any question that you would want to ask a counselor or a therapist. Again, I'm a clinical psychologist, and my show is The Rational Basis of Happiness. And right now, let's turn to the phone lines and welcome Veronica. You're dealing with difficulties with your sister's fiance?
Yes. He's a controlling tyrant, and I don't want them to get married, nor do I want him in our family, because we have a family business, and I would find him very controlling, and I don't know how to approach her on how I feel.
Okay, how close, is she out of state? Is she nearby?
We live together, actually.
Oh, you live with your sister?
I do.
And she's been dating this guy for how long?
5 years.
5 years. And so you've been able to see him up close and personal?
I have.
And tell me some of the things that you observe.
That he would tell her that she's fat, or he would say, don't wear that, it doesn't look good on you. Or he would tell her, he would make her provide breakfast for him, or there would be a plate of something, and he would tell her that she served it wrong, and to do it over, and things like this. It's just kind of out of control. I mean, things that it's just terrible. So,
was he always this way?
Yes, from 5 years ago. Yeah.
What keeps her tied to him? Did she have a baby with him, or what keeps her in a relationship like that?
I have no idea. Because when I'm with her by herself, we're very close, and she's independent, she owns her own business, she's confident, she's assertive, and then when she's with him, she's like a dog with its tail between its legs. She's very weak and timid, and she's yes, yes to him all the time, and so I don't really understand. And her previous boyfriend, she dated for 8 years, and he was very similar to this person.
Okay, so what helped her to leave that last relationship?
Her last relationship, her boyfriend cheated on her.
And why did she leave him? I mean, if she becomes so subservient with the tail between the legs, why not stay when he cheated?
I think she just was a combination of being kind of finally fed up with his behavior, and I think she had a lot of pressure from maybe some of her friends. I'm not sure on that. I didn't live with her at that time, but I did meet him and know him, and she knew I didn't really like him that much, but this person is different because we're a little bit older, she really wants to marry this. I mean, they're engaged, and she really wants to spend the rest of her life with him. And I don't know. It's just very, seems more complicated.
Okay. Well, if that's what you want to try to tease out, what makes this more complicated? Because on the face of it, especially when you have an independent woman, you know, who owns her own, she owns her own business?
She does.
She's on her own. She's competent. She sees how powerful her own mind is to achieve her goals. And she wants romance. Why does she want it so badly that she's willing to not think? She's willing to abandon her mind and just allow him to beat up on her emotionally. Is there a history in your family of origin? Is there anything?
No. My father was more the disciplinarian and the dominant one in the family, and my sister really adores him. But my mother was never really subservient to him, but my father's, all three of his sisters, have married men who are much like this man. My grandmother was very, very similar to this as well. But she's also, the other thing I'm thinking of is that she's almost 40. And so I think she feels a lot of pressure. Okay. To be married and have kids and everything like
so
that.
So it's him or no one else, possibly, in her mind. A lot of people will do that. You know, this is my last chance. If I really want to have a baby, I've already invested 5 years. I'm not going to turn around now. Everybody has their flaws, and at least this one, you know, I know his flaws. I've been with him for 5 years, and what if I never have a family? What if I never get married? You know, if she has thinking along those lines, then that's that type of catastrophic thinking. It's way off base. Mm-hmm. But it's catastrophic thinking that can keep her locked into a relationship. The question is, what can you do? And if you've got a good relationship with her, you can do a lot.
I do. Our relationship is very strong.
Okay. So what have you tried so far with her?
Well, when I first met him 5 years ago, she'd asked me if I liked him, and I said, no, I don't.
Yeah.
And I guess it never has just really come up.
Okay.
I actually avoid him when...
Then this is what I suggest you do. You've made a lot of observations that he calls her fat, that he tells her not to wear things, that he tells your sister what to serve for breakfast, or that she did it all wrong. If you point out the observations and a contrast, you know, I noticed that when I was with him today, he told you he didn't like what you wore and he called you fat. You know, I wish you were with someone who would never call you fat, who would see in you what I see in you, and who would not demand that you serve them breakfast. And I wonder if you've ever asked yourself why you go along with him. And you don't have, you can even say to your sister, you don't have to answer me. It's a private question for yourself. I get real concerned. So you can use the method of contrast. What I did there is to say that I gave details. Details are important. I observed this. You say what you observe. And then you say, and I wonder what it would be like to live with someone who didn't call you fat, who didn't do this. And, you know, that's like opening a door for her to talk with you. There's also mm-hmm. a wonderful older book, but Men Who Hate Women and the Women Who Men Who Hate Women and Women and the Women Who Love Them by Susan Forward, that you can look up, and it's a book worth getting. She was a very strong woman who would come home and kind of have her tail between the legs, and then she wrote a book about it. She was a psychologist too. So those are two of the those are some of the things that I would recommend. You can also Google the symptoms of abuse. In an abusive relationship. You've named several of them, but that will hopefully help you too. So I hope that helps. I wish we had more time, Veronica.
Well, thank you. You've been very helpful. Thank you so much.
Okay, good luck with that. I'm Dr. Ellen Kenner, and you're listening to The Rational Basis of Happiness.
Here's an excerpt from The Selfish Path to Romance by clinical psychologist Dr. Ellen Kenner.
One way to cherish your partner is to be reasonably generous with your time. Cook a special meal, make your partner a romantic card, write a tender email that expresses your love accurately, or take the kids for the day and let your partner have the day off. You might also offer to run errands or do chores if your partner's busy with a work project. Generosity sometimes involves sharing one's belongings. There may be particular objects you don't want to share, such as a toothbrush or comb, but there may be many things you can share with pleasure, such as favorite cookbooks or clothes, sweaters, t-shirts, caps, cars, food, laptop computers, and cameras. Of course, partners shouldn't take unfair advantage of one another by monopolizing something the other person needs, such as a computer.
You can download Chapter 1 for free by going to drkenner.com, and you can buy the book at amazon.com.